Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Hi, my name is Ed Boon, creator of Mortal Kombat, and you're listening to This Week in Geek with Mike the Birdman Dodd and the rest of the Twig crew on This Week in Geek.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world of geeks. And TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world of geeks. This Week in Geek. This Week in Geek.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Mike the Birdman Dodd, and you are listening to This Week in Geek. Well, guys, as I'm often fond of saying, I love to talk to interesting people. It's kind of my shtick here on the show. And we've talked to so many different varieties of people. We've talked to scientists, to gun experts, to Grammy award-winning artists. And if you've noticed over the past couple of weeks to the past couple of months, we've been talking to porn stars, yet not talking about porn, which is kind of funny. So you guys are now all in on the joke. So I was doing a little bit of browsing the internet, if you will, call it what you want, looking at porn. And I found an article over at Kotaku.com, and they were speaking with adult actress Raven Alexis, and it turns out she is a huge gaming nerd, and she's done a couple of really cool interviews on how to pick up girls at LAN parties, because, you know, that's an everyday occurrence, and all that sort of thing. So without any further ado, the giggling voice on the phone is Raven Alexis herself. Raven, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, everyone.
Woo! All right, then. So I guess let's begin at the beginning of the beginning, very much inside the actor studio. So tell me about where, like, you grew up, what it was like, and basically how you got into the weird and wacky world of pornography.
Well, I grew up all over. I kind of was a Midwest Southern girl for a long time. I got the chance to move around a lot as a child. And, you know, I did pretty normal stuff. I graduated from high school really early. I graduated at 15, so I went to college. And I did that whole shtick, got college over with. And then I actually kind of fell into nude modeling, and that was my introduction to the world of pornography. And from there, you know, I was kind of one of those periods in my life. I was like, you know, what do I do after college? I did some nude modeling, and I felt really empowered, and that's kind of where that all came from. So I decided to go all the way at that point.
So when you were in college, what did you take actually?
I actually went to college for criminal justice with a minor in psychology.
So you're basically Batman. Wow.
A sexy Batman.
All right, then. So in college, did you ever entertain, you know, like your whole like kind of gaming habits back then? Like, were you always kind of a closet gamer, or when did things start to come out?
That's when it all. I mean, I obviously played games as a kid, but that's when the LAN tournament started happening. That's when I started building my own computers. I was not the girl that you'd think would have gone into the adult entertainment industry. I was a bookworm. I was geeky. I was nerdy. The whole thing. So, you know, that was kind of my life, and I've just kind of brought it along with me, and apparently people like that, so that's good.
So way back when, what were some of the games that you basically specialized in? I mean, obviously, if you're building your own PCs, you're a hardcore PC gamer. Like, were like you into the shooters or real-time strategy, or what was your thing way back when?
Actually, the very first game that I got started on was Ages of Empires, way, way back. And that was about 7 or 8 years ago. And that was, you know, the little computer game where you, like, made your civilizations and, you know, you moved your little encampments around. And that was pretty, you know, considering the way games are now, I mean, that was pretty ghetto. I mean, you know, but there was no multiplayer or anything. It was just, you know, conquering civilizations. And from there, I went to The Sims, and from there, I jumped right into World of Warcraft, which has been my main PC game for about the last 5 or 6 years now. So that's kind of become an all-consuming passion of mine at this point.
Wow. And it's kind of funny because you're not the first adult star who's taken a real interest in World of like Warcraft. I mean, are you a member of that guild that's all made up of members of the adult industry?
I'm not, you know, my thing with playing games and with WoW is that it's a separate world, you know, for me. No one really knows who I am. No one knows my handles. So for me, it's a real chance to like go on and play just as a person and not as an adult film star, which is cool. You know, it's like kind of an escape, I always say. So.
All right, then. So I guess since we've like kind of danced around it for a little bit. So when you did the whole kind of nude modeling and you saw you got great success with that, I mean, you were approached by a Playboy photographer, if I read that interview right. How did you get involved in basically starting your own porn site? Because you're pretty tech savvy and it looks like you do a lot of your own kind of coding and like kind of web work. So how did it proceed from becoming amateur to becoming like uber pro?
Well, you know, my first step was to, I opened a solo site because I didn't, you know, I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to go completely hardcore and I wanted to give myself some time to think about it. I wanted to build up a fan base. So I opened a solo site with just myself, just doing, you know, the regular things that girls do when they're, you know, having fun with themselves. And from there, I got really good success with that. I did, you know, I started doing nude modeling, art modeling, all sorts of modeling. And then at that point, I really decided, you know, I'm going to take this all the way. I opened my own production company, and I decided to start building up content for, you know, my hardcore site, which I launched about a year ago. And at that point, you know, I was like, okay, I've really taken my career. You know, I've got my own production company. I feel incredibly successful, but I want to take it all the way. And at that point was when it entered into the picture. Okay, I'm going to sign with a company, a huge company, and I'm going to go all the way with my career and become one of the biggest. And of course, Digital Playground for me has always been, you know, I watched Jesse James' first films back in college. And so that kind of stood out to me as the company that I wanted to sign with. And I contacted them, and thankfully, you know, they decided they liked me and I obviously liked them. And so we worked out a contract, and it's great.
So what are some of your adventures from the world of porn? I actually met Ron Jeremy at my college a couple of weeks ago, and he had some really funny and weird stories. So I'm pretty sure everybody in the adult industry has their own, well, this one time on set story. So what are some of your bizarre stories maybe?
You know, I haven't had a lot of bizarre experiences. I think what's the funniest is that people probably don't think that they probably have a vision of a porn set that's completely different than what it actually is. You know, I mean, for me, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm very close with the directors and the camera guys and the crew, and I mean, we all know each other, and we show up, and a lot of times we'll like cook breakfast for each other, and we'll talk, and it's so much fun. And I think people don't sometimes realize how much fun we have. So.
Yeah, because I've often wondered what it is like to be on a porn set. I mean, I come from a broadcasting background, so I'm thinking it can't all be sexy all the time. I'm thinking, well, the batteries and the camera are dead, or you know, you're not getting the right lighting off something. So I've often wondered what the technical side of it is, just because, well, I'm a loser.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's honestly just hilarious. I mean, stuff happens with the cameras, stuff happens with the batteries. You know, we were worrying about what position we have to be in. And it's just, we just have so much fun with it. I mean, of course we're in the mood and we're aroused and we, you know, we have all that part of it, but we just try to have fun with it too, as much as possible.
All right then. So I guess my my next line of questioning is, we're going to move away from the world of the adult industry and move into the more video game-esque. And one of the things I've wanted to get your opinion on is, recently Ron Jeremy at CES was quoted as saying video games are more dangerous than porn. Since you come from both sides of that argument, Ron actually said to me he feels video games are more dangerous than porn because porn is marketed to adults, whereas video games are marketed to all ages. And he clarified his statement from CES. So I'm wondering, what is your opinion on the whole porn versus video game debate on maybe what is more damaging?
Well, I think anything, if used in excess, can be damaging. And I think that people a lot of times think, you know, porn is addictive and you know, it's bad. But, you know, there's a lot of adult couples and adult people that are single that use it as a tool, you know, and I think video games can be kind of the same thing. I mean, if you let your kids sit in front of, you know, Call of Duty for 8 hours straight, that's probably not the best thing. But, you know, if used as a tool to educate and to, you know, help improve hand-eye coordination, something like video games for children can be very useful. But I think it's just with anything, pornography, alcohol, video games, TV watching, I think it's just a matter of, you know, how much you do it and how much it controls your life, and nothing should control your life. So,
all right. So along the same line of questioning, what do you think about online addiction of people that are addicted to World of Warcraft that maybe can't separate that from their fantasy life into the kind of real life? Basically, what's your stance? Because you are a WoW gamer as well.
There actually was a point in my life back in college where I played it a lot. I mean, I would literally come home from college, do my homework, jump online, and I would be on there till 2 or 3 in the morning. And at some point I kind of cut myself back from it because I realized, okay, you know, I love, you know, socializing. I have many friends in the game and I have many great people that I've met, you know, but I do also have a real life. I do also have responsibilities. And so I kind of pulled myself back for a while. And now, you know, I have my 1 or 2 hours a day that I do, you know, play, and that's my time. I think it's just, you know, you've just got to always watch yourself and not let anything, you know, just take complete control of your life. So,
actually, I just had this thought, and I guess I'll ask your opinion of it. Do you think maybe any one console or maybe any one area of gaming is more addictive than the other, like, say, console gaming versus PC gaming?
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would say that probably PC gaming is more addictive just because PC gaming is more, there's more games like World of Warcraft that take so long to complete and that there really is never any completion to. Like, for instance, I got the latest Call of Duty and within 2 hours I was through it, you know, because it's, PC gaming tends to be very consuming, all-consuming, and then console gaming tends to be toward, you know, a means toward an end. So I definitely think that PC gaming probably has more of a chance to become addictive if you let it.
All right, then. So now to maybe go a little bit lighter into gaming, are there any games that you're particularly, like, uber fantastic at to the level where you maybe want to consider competing in tournaments, just out of curiosity?
I would say WoW would probably be my only game that I'm that good at. I mean, I would love to be that good at all games, but at that point, you know, I'd be spending a lot of time playing, and I'm pretty busy being an actress as well, so.
All right, then, what is the one game, Raven, that pisses you right off that'll make you rage quit, just out of curiosity?
I would have to say, and it's the game that I like to play the most, but I'm not very good at it yet, it's Tiger Woods Golf.
That is about the last answer I expected. I was expecting something like COD or like, I don't know, MAG or something.
No, every time I've been playing it for about 5 months now. And every time I go into the pro shop and I get new drivers and I get new, I mean, it's like, I literally cannot do anything right. Those things are so touchy and I just get so frustrated, and it's just not, I love playing it, but it's just not, apparently golf on an Xbox is not my talent.
All right. So speaking of Xboxes, all right. Do you claim fanboyism to any one console, or is there any console that you particularly like or hate?
Well, I love my Xbox. I've tried to play on a PlayStation, but I've never really found that it's my console. And you know what I really want to try that I've played a couple times at friends' house, but not really in depth. I really want to get a Wii, and I want to try it out because they just seem really fun, and they seem like they have a lot of cool interactive games to play. So,
all right, then. So I guess, what are your top five games that you've ever played? Top five games that you love, and then top five games that you absolutely hate.
Oh, let's see. Top five games would have to be, of course, World of Warcraft. The Sims is great, even though I know it's kind of silly and it's not really in like it used to be, but Sims is wonderful. Let's see here. I would have to say Mortal Kombat was pretty cool. Super Mario Brothers, and let's see, to round out my five here, Tiger Woods Golf. I don't know what about it. It's so addictive. I don't think there are any bad video games. I've never played a terrible video game. I just haven't. So I couldn't make a top five list of bad ones.
All right, then I'm going to invite you to try a game that is absolutely batshit terrible. I want you to check out Vampire Reign for the Xbox 360 when you get a chance. And then
Vampire Reign.
It is one game that will make you infinitely frustrated with your very existence. It's a terrible game from about 2 years ago. And you know what? I will send you a list of terrible games, and I'm going to see if I can get you to hate something just because I think it'll be hilarious. All right, then. So I'm trying to think what else I want to ask you about gaming here. What is about the biggest achievement you've actually achieved in a game that made you stand up and basically fist pump?
Well, the first time that I leveled a level 80 was pretty cool. And you know, since then I've leveled a lot of level 80s, and every time I get pretty much as excited as the first. That's a pretty big achievement for me. I mean, that's a lot of time spent. That's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of pride for me because it is my game and it's what I love to do. So.
All right, then I guess as my final question to you, what pieces of advice would you give to anybody who maybe wanted to follow in a similar career path like yourself?
I would say definitely make sure that you do your research and make sure that you know that it's what you want. It's not for everyone. And definitely make sure that you get in with good people, either a good company, a good agent, and make sure that you control your career, especially as a woman. It's so important because what I do is it can be so sexually empowering for a woman, but it can also be negative. Just make sure that you always make sure that you control everything that happens to you because you are the boss, and without, you know, the men and women that do this, there wouldn't be any porn for people to watch. So we really are the bosses of our own destiny.
Now, when you say do your research, what kind of resources would somebody consult for like that?
You know, I think the best thing is to just honestly, you know, contact an adult agent. They have plenty of them out there, and actually just go to a set. And it's something that so many people don't even think about that they could actually do. But, you know, you can contact an agency and they can actually take you to, you know, a porn set such as, you know, one at Digital Playground, for instance. And we actually had a girl just do that the other day that was thinking about getting into the industry. And it's I think it's so great for someone to see that before they actually, because so many girls show up on set and guys too, and it's like their first time and they've never been on a porn set before. And I think to see that beforehand just gives you so much more knowledge that you wouldn't have if you'd done that. So
that's a really, really solid idea. In fact, I never even knew you could do that. So, hey, you learn something new every day. So if people wanted to find out about more about you and your movies, where would they have to go on the web?
Well, of course, go to digitalplayground.com, which is Digital Playground's website, and you'll be able to purchase and download all my movies and all those special things. And my own website, RavenAlexis.com, which is the hardcore website that I run, and there'll be even more information and goodies on there. So,
now, just out of curiosity, do you have any social networking tools like Twitter or Facebook or anything like that?
I have them all. I think I have. I pretty much boast every social networking site that there is. So if you go to MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, just type in Raven Alexis, you will find me. I will be there.
Well, Raven, I got to say, it's been a fantastic time talking with you today, and I most certainly hope this is not the last time that we have a chance to speak.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Anytime. All right, guys, that was my interview with Raven Alexis, adult film star from Digital Playground. So the next time you're in the World of Warcraft, you're wandering around with, I don't know, I guess your blood mage or whatever, you could be sitting next to a porn star. And from what I can tell, she'll probably kick your ass. She sounds really good. So anyway, guys, that's going to do it for me. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of this month where I will try and talk to more porn stars about really cool stuff and not necessarily porn. So anyway, guys, as I'm often fond of saying whenever I sign off, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying live free or die hard. And we'll catch you guys next time right here on This Week in Geek on thisweekingeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Remember, kids, buy pizza, pay with snakes.
What's your social media business card? My fist.
Just give me a big box of beef.
Don't give them ideas.
Don't forget our other twig project, GeorgeLucasHasLostHisMind.com.
Does Jesus have Matrix powers?
I think the Pillsbury Doughboy's albino.
I'd like to see a cat on Tourette's.
It's the moment I give up on life. Because then I don't know what to believe in anymore. When the Amish start twittering, I'm done.
Can we leave this subject alone?
Hello.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh no.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm confused.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear Kyle Hebert say...
Today, the world. Tomorrow, the universe. Next week, my chiropractor. Ay, my back.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well as subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment about this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can also call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by perpetualemotionmachine.ca. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The internet can be your window to the world. Or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.